Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, Corey Majors and the famous Alec Medford. And gentlemen, welcome to the program. And right now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. We've been with the program all day, but
that's
I do appreciate you welcoming new listeners.
Fair enough.
Because it's not just us three doing this show, along with Aiden. Thank you, Aiden. Except for, he's a Packers fan, but that's okay.
What?
You didn't know this about him?
No.
Well, now you do. Now you do.
You know what I will say, though? I think Aiden's glasses are kind of awesome.
Okay. All right. That's nice.
Okay. So, pro and con. Uh-huh. Pro, badass glasses.
Yeah.
Con, Packers fan.
Well, we'll have to find the next thing because that balances out, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
I guess
not
so.
All pros and cons are created equally.
Before we get into the level of concern. Nope.
Oh.
But I appreciate you. Did you see this story from the Seahawks? Kevin, they're a football team in the NFL.
Man, they play
in Seattle.
That David Koechner made reference to people forgetting about Seattle, and I looked right at you and I was like, "Yes."
That was pretty awesome. Julian Love, who was traded to Seattle, said he and former Giants teammate Leonard Williams were hugging in the locker room after they beat the Niners. And they said to each other, "We made it." At which point, GM John Schneider, the only broadest intern ever, walked by and said to them, "You're welcome."
Oh.
I kind of love that.
Me too.
The GM's like, "I know you were in a crappy situation over there playing for the Giants.
Wow.
And I got you out of that. And look where I put you."
I love it,
right
too.
Right here in an invisible city where nobody knows that y'all are playing. A lot of people think y'all might be playing this week, but they would forget to watch anyway.
They're not. Yeah. That's awesome.
So that was pretty cool. But now, gentlemen, it is time to dive in on the level of concern.
Oh, man!
Kevin, I know you're very concerned about this because you're like, it's Friday. Level of concern plays on a Tuesday.
Yeah, what's the story?
I believe we had a press conference on Tuesday, and so we had some other things that kind of got in the way. Plus, I had a story to tell about Lucy and the experience she had. Which is a lot of people have reached back out since then about that and said how cool it was, and it was awesome.
It feels like Lucy should probably take precedent over the level of concern.
Thank you.
Or anything else, really.
What is your level of concern for Max Crosby, who had arthroscopic surgery and says he expects a 200% recovery? Kevin, I'm not sure if you know this. He said year 8 will be the greatest year yet. Expecting 200% recovery. your level of concern, Alec and Kevin, for Max Crosby's understanding of math.
Very, as high as can possibly be. I don't ever understand. I really don't. When people are like, oh, I'm going to give 100%. Oh, I'm going to give 110%. Okay, well, I'm going to give flibbity-flabbity percent. Mm. You're just making up the new part of the scale, all right? Whatever's the top of it is 100% if you're just talking about your level of effort.
There was a wrestling show on MTV.
Ex-Wrestling Society?
Maybe, I don't know. They were basically trying to find the next great wrestler. Mm. And I can't remember. It was like the first time I'd ever seen anything like this on MTV back in the day. And I was like, where the hell are the music videos?
Oh.
And
that got you ready for the future.
Every single person that got on the stage went 150%. 100. And they did a whole montage of people doing 150%. And they do it with their hands.
You know what I would have done? I'd have gone out there and been like, first of all, none of these people understand how numbers work. Second of all, I'm going to give you 94% to start. All right, you don't want to start at 100. You got nowhere to go. Koechner just told us scenes will go from the bottom up or at the top and go down. So I'll build up to 100. And I'm sorry, the rest of these wrestlers don't know how numbers work.
Alec, is your level of concern high, or do you think this is a positive in that if the Cowboys trade for him, they can lowball him on contract because he doesn't understand numbers?
Ooh.
Because we always win our negotiations.
Well, I feel like he doesn't understand a lot of things because for years now he's said that he could win with the Raiders. So I feel like, yeah, that could be a good leverage point. But, yeah, I'd say my level of concern is about 150% higher than it was before.
Okay, but see, that makes sense.
Look at this
because
guy.
It can work like that.
Math.
Math is cool. Mm. What is your level of concern for us as we await the process of finding a new defensive coordinator and all these other fan bases looking for a new head coach? Kevin, a lot of times I think we only think about ourselves here.
Sure.
These other fan bases, they've got, you know how we hang on every tweet and we're just like, good God, are you serious? That guy? Screw that guy. And then, like, we just go through all these emotions of, I don't want him. Oh, I guess I have to deal with it. I got that guy as my coach now. All these other fan bases are doing it, too.
Well, now, I'm only at medium concern because you saw how many interviews the Cowboys set up. And then when it came to coordinator interviews, they were closer to the front of the pack, if not at the very front of the pack. So, only medium.
For us.
For us.
But for
the rest
people.
Of those teams, screw them.
What?
I don't care if they get the right coordinator. In fact, aren't you very invested in them not getting the right coordinator? Like, don't you want the Giants and everybody else to make all the wrong decisions?
There are some teams out there that I want. I'm like, come on.
The Eagles.
I get what you're saying. No.
Yeah, I know you're thinking that
wherever Trinidad Chambliss ends up, I hope it's a good place.
Back at Ole Miss?
Oh, I hope that's the place for him. You know, that would be awesome.
So we could draft him the next year. I see what you're doing.
Dude, tell me you didn't think about that last night.
Let me ask you a question then. I know this is your level of concern.
Do it.
What would be your level of concern if the Cowboys traded one of their picks to get that second first-round pick back again in 2027 and Trinidad Chambliss had already been granted his waiver request so he could go back to Ole Miss and so he would be in the next draft? Would you be like, I see what we're doing. We're making a play.
You know, that's so far away.
Okay.
It's tough to like... Because you can't guarantee anything there. Like
absolutely.
He could get hurt, like all
you're
sorts
right.
of things.
No, you're right.
But if you were to guarantee me somehow that they were going to make that so that they could have him on the team, and then now we're moving on from Dak in this instance, Kevin, which
well, by the way, you'll be another,
some people shoot you for.
You'll be another year closer to being able to wiggle out of that contract. I can get you out of that contract after.
Kevin's been trying to get you out of that contract for quite some time.
And I want to make it clear why. Hopefully once and for all. That's foolish. This is not going to be once and for all. Because I do not think that the Cowboys management is good enough to win on an even playing field. I think you have to win with a cheap quarterback because I do not think management is good enough at putting together this team based on salary cap logic. And so, unfortunately, I don't think they can win the Super Bowl with Dak because they have to play on an even
playing
field.
2 minutes ago, Kevin.
Oh!
NCAA denies Ole Miss Chambliss waiver for sixth year.
Oh, no!
Now you're going to get me out of that contract?
Will there be an appeal?
Probably. Who does he appeal to, though?
Probably the NCAA. Crap. It's just like, it's the same thing. It's the same thing with the NFL, where they're like, oh, you could take it to mediation. Oh, who runs the mediation? Well, we do. It's a different person in the building, but it is still us. Man, I did not see that.
Kevin, yeah, it was just announced like 2 minutes ago. So we were very busy doing other things. But we're here we are, making sure we deliver this information to you.
What's up, Mike Adams? He's listening.
Let's go to Cut 10 here, Alec. Cut 10, this is Peter Schrager on Vic Fangio.
I talked to all these coaches, and the name that isn't mentioned enough on our shows everywhere that gives them fear, and I'm talking Shanahan has publicly said it, McVay tells me often, they lay awake at night thinking of Vic Fangio.
Oh, yeah.
That man is a genius.
Yes.
And what he does to opposing offenses is makes them go out of their comfort zone and try something different to try to get a step ahead. It's a constant chess match with him. Now, he was a head coach in the NFL with Denver. Didn't go great. Mm-hmm. Goes to Miami for a year and now has finally found this spot in Philly where he's good.
Kevin, what is your level of concern for the head coach's amount of sleep that they get because they have to think about Vic Fangio's defenses?
I mean, it's pretty low. Right. You don't need a lot of sleep right now, right?
What do you mean?
Well, I guess if you're still in the playoff. But
are you saying don't sleep?
No, I'm saying you should be working, all right? Sleep once the season's over.
Get your work done and then rest.
You got nothing to do
you
until
do
May.
Both. You don't have to stay up and wear yourself out. Sleep's good for you.
If you care about being a champion.
But what if your body needs the sleep so that you can be a champion? Cortisol levels
and
rise.
You know what? Actually, that's a good point, because didn't Shohei say he slept like 12 hours a day?
Yeah, so he's a champion.
You know what? He's done pretty damn well, so I would like to rescind that opinion. Go get a lot of sleep.
What is your level of concern for the future of Chris Collinsworth's career? Kevin?
I don't hate Chris Collinsworth like other people do.
That's fine. However, it seems like NBC does.
Oh.
NBC Universal and the league both called to share their thoughts on the audio, but NBC Universal and Peacock have now made it available to use Dolby Vision and Atmos products to do lots of different things to the game. You can change the score. You can do all these different things to it. One of the things, maybe let them turn off commentary completely if that's what they want. They keep track of all the people that turn off the commentary completely. Do you think that they'll say, man, nobody likes Chris Collins?
Okay, because then you think there's going to be a chart, right? And they're like, during our research, we have determined that 7% of people tune out for Al Michaels, but a whopping 34% tune out for Chris Collinsworth.
They keep up Mike Tirico, but they turn down Chris Collinsworth.
I get you.
That's a concern, dude.
Okay.
I guess I need to start setting a scale.
I'm going to say
level of concern 1 to 7.
It's a 1.
Okay.
Because I am not locked in with if Chris Collinsworth has a job.
All right.
Like, I don't wish anybody to be unemployed, but I'm also not
We never would do that.
Yeah. I'm also not like, man, I can't pay my mortgage because they took away Chris Collinsworth's commentary, you know?
But he would be like, oh, man, why do they keep taking me off? Your level of
Because of people like you.
Your level of concern, Kevin. Oh, man, I can't decide which story to go with. For this woman or the child that she creates with this man.
Oh, dear.
The world's most, or at least eligible bachelor is 79 years old. He's a multimillionaire named Sir Benjamin Slade.
Okay.
He is seeking a young woman to have his heir and inherit his fortune.
Sure.
I understand, Kevin, that he is in a pretty significant amount of debt, but he is willing to pay $65,000 a year salary to the woman that he is going to.
Hold on, he's in debt?
Yeah, it's in his whole, like, everything that he has is kind of a mess, too, but.
Out.
He's like, I want to have a baby. I need somebody to carry on the lineage.
Yeah.
So find me a young woman that wants.
Now, this isn't going to work because he doesn't have.
Nope.
any. Oh, dang it.
$65,000 a year salary.
No, that's not enough.
To be with him.
No. No, that's absurd.
And manage his estate.
That's absurd. That's too many jobs. Mm-hmm. At a zero, maybe I'll think about it. But this is where biology is unfair, right? Because people will be like, oh, that lady's a gold digger or whatever. Are you telling me Alec wouldn't boink some old lady if she could have a baby and give him $1 million a year? You're damn right he would.
Mm-hmm.
Alec could get $1 million a year if he hooked up with a 70-year-old gal and she had his baby for $1 million a year. You'd do that, right?
Coming up next.
That's a yes.
Does that mean he's announcing that?
Yeah.
Or are you breaking that news?
No, I'm breaking that news.
What?
But so I'm just saying.
I'm rich.
It's biology's unfair here because people are going to get the wrong idea of these ladies and pretend like men wouldn't do the exact same thing if they can impregnate an old person.
Mm.
They would do it.
I'm married, so I don't have an option here.
Oh.
Do you think? Never mind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay.
What?
Do you think your wife, if you could, like, impregnate an old person, she'd be like, they're going to give us $50 million, and your wife would be like, all right, go do it.
Probably.
Okay. You know how women are.
Want that trip to Italy or not?
And also, does the old man want to have sex with that lady or just go the science route?
I didn't read. Next one, Kevin.
That is your story. You didn't read it?
No, I didn't read it far into it. I never got the rest of it. He didn't say.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Okay.
I guess. Last story. This one actually, I don't know. I think Kevin might be like stupid. What is your level of concern for low frequency electromagnetic fields?
Could you tell me more? Hi.
Peter Cohen of Sunlight is Life, at living_energy tweeted a thread. Low frequency electromagnetic fields can degrade collagen, weaken tendons, and cause soft tissue damage at levels regulators call safe.
Mm.
We have a real world case study proving this. An NFL team whose practice facility sits next to a massive electrical substation, the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, I thought for sure you were going to say the Cowboys.
Statistically, the most injured team in the NFL over the past decade since moving to Levi's Stadium in 2014. Top five in adjusted games lost for 10 of 11 seasons, 7 to 8 full Achilles and patellar ruptures. League average is 2 to 3.
Oh, goodness.
40-plus major major hamstring calf tears, high ankle syndesmosis injuries every single year.
Mm-hmm.
No other franchise even comes close to what the San Francisco 49ers injury situation is, and because of what it does, what electromagnetic fields do or whatever, it degrades the tendons and the muscles.
All right.
What's your level of concern about these electromagnetic fields?
Right now?
Low frequency, by the way.
It's a 2.5 because it's impacting the 49ers. But if you're the 49ers, it's got to be like a 6. You need to do research into this, right? Because maybe it's nonsense. But your franchise is worth billions of dollars. You can't carve out some money to research this and be like, I don't know. It's been longer since we won the Super Bowl than the Cowboys. By the way, look it up. That's a scientific fact. And maybe they should do something about it.
He said he went to the Niners practice fields with a Gauss meter. You know what that is. And he said at 11 a.m. on a quiet Monday, well below peak loud, it read 8.5 plus milligauss at the far edge of the fields.
Mm-hmm.
Inside the facilities, weight rooms and recovery areas, potentially 10 to 25 milligauss, spiking during peak grid demand. The typical background exposure is 0.5 to 3. And they're up at 8 plus and 10. Dude. So basically what we're learning is we need to go build low-frequency electromagnetic fields next to all these team stadiums that aren't the Cowboys. I'm not rooting for injury, but we can create them.
Man.
Huh.
Your level of concern now? I have this plan.
I have questions about some of the things you read, but I'll say a 4?
Mm-hmm. All right. There you go. That is the C Block, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, man. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we'll do some NFL overreaction or reality.
Oh, my gosh. Look at this from the 940. I grew up next to an electrical substation in Denton. I've had 5 knee surgeries, and my brother had 2.
I just want everybody to know, when he said, look at this, he was just pointing at his computer, and I had no idea what he was about to say.
I didn't stand up. And
so, yeah, I was like, okay.
All right.
Well, there you go. Then my level of concern is like a 6. Coming up next, NFL overreaction reality plus Masterpiece of the Week right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Meanwhile, the Rams up 7, 4:55 to go. Stafford looking for more. On the rollout. Has Parkinson. He's in. Touchdown, L.A.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We got Masterpiece of the Week coming up in just a minute. But before that, NFL overreaction or reality.
Adrian texted me.
Okay.
She said, do it.
Do what?
When you said last, if I got offered $1 million or whatever, would I do it? And she was like, absolutely do it. Go ahead and do it.
Good to know. NFL overreaction or reality. Dominant defenses, not quarterback play, will be the deciding factor of this NFL playoffs.
I think those go hand in hand.
But you got to pick one.
You can be a really good quarterback, and
like Sam Darnold.
I think they go hand in hand across the field. And when I say that, like, you can be a really good quarterback, a dominant defense can still beat you. The NBA, we talk with Max Christie, the offense can still beat that. A lot of times it seems like the defense can overcome it. Every once in a while, Patrick Mahomes will make you look stupid, or Tom Brady's got you figured out. I think you're right, Kevin. I think that the dominant defenses are going to stand up this weekend.
Alec?
I like that same theory, too. I said it with the 49ers game specifically. I do think that's one of those where you can say, oh, one of the, you know, past couple seasons, you think of one of the more highly regarded offenses with the Eagles. They've been sputtering and quietly. Feels like some of these college football playoff teams, the 49ers are like, anything outside of the end zone, we'll give you.
Right.
But you're not going to get in the end zone. So I think you're going to see some of that. I mean, heck, even the Chargers. I think Jesse Minter is incredible as their defensive coordinator. I think you're going to see a lot of tough defense.
NFL overreaction or reality. Alec, I'm going to start with you on this one.
Oh, no.
The Jacksonville Jaguars are going to be in the AFC Championship game.
Screw it. Reality.
Whoa!
Reality. It's like as each day passes, and I keep watching more and more of them because I am so intrigued by them, and I watched a little bit more this morning just out of pure boredom, and I'm like, dude, Liam Cohen is a stud play designer. He really is. And then that defense, nobody's going to talk about. It's just like Seattle, you know? We act like they don't exist in the United States, but... you know, they play defense, too, and they're actually somewhat decent at it. So they score points. They don't allow a ton. I think they can make it that way.
Alec, he's about to dunk on you.
I know, because it contradicts something that I've said in the past, right?
No, I was going to say, how amped up are you going to be if we do get Jags and Patriots in the second round, which is a very likely matchup?
That's where I would have to put my foot down and say, I am at a push.
Oh,
I have no
whoa.
Idea. Like, because that's the one matchup, if I am, like, if my rooting interest is the Patriots, which it is, I don't want them to run into Jacksonville.
Okay.
I don't.
Would you think, if that was a second-round matchup, would you think that was the de facto AFC Championship game?
Yes.
Ooh.
Like the old Cowboys-Niners.
Exactly. Yeah. Corey, overreaction reality, the Jags will be in the AFC Championship game.
I think their road lends itself in favor to that.
Okay.
Because I don't know if you've heard or not, the Patriots had one of the weakest schedules in all of football.
I have heard that.
And so since Kevin has told me that, now I don't know anything about the Patriots that I can believe anymore. I believe in the Jaguars, though.
All right. This next question might be tailored perfectly for you then. NFL overreaction or reality, the Rams have the easiest path to the Super Bowl. Now, theoretically, they beat the Panthers. They're most likely, though not guaranteed, to play the Seahawks.
Right.
We know how you feel about that. And then all of a sudden, they're already in the NFC Championship game. So overreaction or reality, the Rams have the easiest path to the Super Bowl.
All right, so this year, they lost in overtime 38-37 to the Seahawks.
Okay.
And then they beat them 21-19. Jeez.
Man.
Those have been close games.
Destined to be close.
Are we sure that the Seahawks are in the playoffs?
Yes.
Okay.
Just because they're not playing this weekend, don't let that
bother
you.
I don't think the
you.
Panthers are an easy out.
Okay.
I think physically you're going to hate that you had to play against them.
Okay.
But I think you might be right. Because of familiarity with the opponent.
Alec, overreaction reality, the Rams have the easiest path to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'd say probably reality. I'm going to go reality here. I like the matchups that they could be facing down the road because I do think that offensively they're better than the Seahawks. I'm not sure about defensively. I'd lean Seattle there. But I do think if they can get past the second round, it's a lock. They're going
okay.
to the Super Bowl.
Ooh, okay, I like it. Some spicy predictions from y'all. Right now, it's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
Gentlemen, you guys are in studio for the first time in like 10 years for this. It's incredible.
I know we talked about it before. Being on the road and doing this segment's embarrassing.
Yeah, I don't have to look embarrassed the entire time. Yeah.
Yes.
It is. It's one of those where you're like, crap.
Well, now you know how I felt at Taco Bueno last week. Mm. It is time for Masterpiece of the Week. We're going to revisit the wild, wacky, and oftentimes very concerning things said on this very program throughout the week right here on 105.3 The Fan. What's incredible... we don't have anybody to pick on that's not here to defend themselves.
Oh.
It is literally just us three.
Oh,
so,
no. I don't know if I like that.
I'm going to get to pick this time who we're going to pick on first. And honestly, it's a pretty even split between Kevin and Corey. But I think we're going to start with Corey because he sounded really fed up about this.
Are you telling me that the forest doesn't know what it's doing?
Fact.
You stand by that,
I do stand by this.
Okay.
Listen, man, I have never raked leaves up. Mm-hmm. I have mowed over leaves my entire life and shredded those. I don't bag it. I don't bag my grass trimmings either.
Oh.
Quite honestly, it's been a while since I have mowed, so oh. I did decide I wanted to pay somebody, so that is another story for another day.
Mm.
But... my yards have always been beautiful.
Okay.
My grass has always been greener than my neighbor's.
Oh. Mm.
And he's always looking at it going, the grass is greener on the other side. And I'm like, yeah, it is. Come over here.
Oh, my goodness.
And mow the leaves instead of blowing them into the street, you dummy.
Into the street?
Yeah, that's what a bunch of dummies do. And then it ends up in my pool.
Yeah.
So, and that's what I'm saying. The forest knows what it's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Forests have been around forever, all right?
Sure.
Yeah,
they've been growing, and then they die down, and they grow back, and die, and they grow, and they keep doing it, and they flourish because the nutrients that those leaves drop, whatever, it's well known that, and I guess cow poo are the two.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
The holidays are behind us, and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Best things for things to grow in.
All right.
Where do you think soil comes from?
The earth.
Good job, buddy.
Thank you.
But
remember, Soylent Green is people.
That is people, yeah. We got to watch out for that stuff.
Do you know that reference, Alec?
No, I don't.
All right, so there's this movie from, I think it's the 70s. And they're facing a hunger shortage.
It's called Planet of the Apes.
No, it's called Soylent Green, although the reveal is remarkably similar at the end. And it also stars Charlton Heston. And they have this magic thing called Soylent Green that everyone's eating. And they try to take out Charlton Heston. And he's being like,
who was in Planet of the Apes?
Carried off in a stretcher. And he's like, Soylent Green is people. It's people.
They were eating humans.
Oh, that's not allowed. Okay.
Well, not in that world. Well, it was.
Kevin, I don't know if this is allowed either.
You have a preference? I'm sure trying it out in both spots.
Which
spot is your preference?
I feel like I don't have to answer that.
I don't know who you're talking to in that question.
I do, and I don't want to bring it up.
Was it Alec?
Yeah.
Replay that. I want to hear it one more time.
You have a preference? I'm sure trying it out in both spots. Feels like a question and advice all rolled into one.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, try it out. Yeah. See if you like it. If you don't, then we can come back and talk about it.
Oh, history lesson with Corey.
In Italy, they love beans. This is two facts in a row.
It's so stupid. From Corey, by the way. It's just the way you say it. And then you talked about Stanley Tucci hung out with poor people in Italy and they loved beans. I don't know, man. That might not be everyone else's favorite. I like that one.
I know your first thought is, I thought they love pasta. That's love right. Beans.
I'm putting down in my notes, Italy equals beans.
The rich people get to eat the meats, all right? Mm. The poor people
can't eat meat.
They can, but it's got to be like chicken heart and liver and the bad cuts, basically.
Steakums.
Yeah. Steakums.
I don't know why that came to mind. Remember we used to have a category for Mike specifically that was him overreacting to stuff or his just general reactions? Well, Kevin had an interesting reaction to something I said. It's National Man Watchers Day.
Oh. Oh, man. No.
That sounded like it was your favorite day.
That's fine. I'll address that.
You like watching man?
No. Yeah. But I think women should get more of an opportunity to gawk. We live in a society where men are allowed to gawk and they're like, look at that. How come women can't be looking at that stud muffin right there?
It's called Gray Sweatpant Day.
Okay. And so I think we should support the ladies or the gay men when they're checking out other men and being like, that guy's a beefcake.
So you're saying that everybody should just be comfortable being gawked at?
Not necessarily, but either you have to get rid of all gawking or you have to allow equal opportunity gawking.
Yeah, because there are big gawks and then
they're...
Stop
it. Okay. Stop it. I see what you're doing.
I do have a question about this.
No. What is it?
This is your fault.
What about butt pinching?
No.
No. Absolutely not.
50s ain't coming back.
Jeez. All right.
Regardless. I didn't say I wanted it. I just had a question about
it. Well... I have a question about what happened here.
If I'd have stopped pumping.
Yeah.
Who knows what would have happened.
Well, once again, this segment should be called Kevin Hagland, Supportive Co-host, because you play that thing one more time, and I'm there for Corey until the very end.
If I'd have stopped pumping.
Yeah.
Who knows what would have happened. Well, nobody knows. Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of bailed on you a little bit at the end. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Yeah, I don't even know how to set this one up. This is just weird.
But you maximized those four for her.
Yeah. Back on track.
Mm-hmm.
Double yeah.
Yeah, those two yes.
Yeah.
What for?
Don't answer that. I'm going to pivot before we can
It's a lot.
I don't even remember this one, so I'm going to play this one.
Meh.
Yeah.
I don't want Gladys. I want this hot new thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, Gladys might be awesome. I don't remember who we were talking about.
Let's say you're Alec.
Uh-huh.
You're a youngster.
Yep.
You're out at the discotheque. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. All right. So you're at the club, and you, like, are dancing with these two girls.
Mm-hmm.
And girl A is 7% more attractive than girl B.
Right.
Girl B has, man,
childbearing hips.
Yeah, and a regular name.
All right.
And the first lady says her name is Gladys.
Yeah.
You stick with girl A, or are you like, I'm going to pick somebody whose name is reflective of the century that we're in?
Honestly, I'm terrified of babies that have adult names, so I feel like I can't go with...
What does that mean?
whenever...
He's looking at a baby, he's like, that baby's so cute. Yeah, and they're what's his name? Chris. And he's like, wonderful. And they're like, this one's Opal. And they're like, ah! And he runs out of the room.
Yeah, like...
Tries to throw the baby off the ship.
His name's Albert. Like, he's 18 months old. No, he's not. Anyways, I have two more that I have to get to here. This one, Kevin, thank you for teaching me how Harvard works.
Look, man, that's one of the beautiful things about going to Harvard. It could be as small as all get out, but you can be like, I went to Harvard.
That is exactly what you think it is.
Yeah.
That was not taken out of context.
I know, it's not. I stand by that statement. Again, all right, Alec, person A, Alecina. So she comes across person A, person B. Person A is 7% hotter and graduated from Texas Tech, and person B graduated from Harvard. You're taking person B.
The last one I have here.
Oh, there's one more.
Yeah, there is one more. You guys asked me to select this one, and I did begrudgingly against my will, because it is myself. This is not live. This is a cut.
That's not what you took from that!
I'm man-watching right now!
See, I had a winner already written down. I made my mind up what was winning. And then Alec did that.
Was it Italy and the beans?
No.
that was going to be my vote. I wrote, Corey, Italy equals beans.
All right, play that one. In Italy, they love beans.
They love beans.
Beans.
But I'm switching my vote.
Oh, no. Okay.
To Alec being a man eater.
I had the forest thing that I said.
Mm.
Let's play that one real quick.
You said this, if it'll play.
Are dogs. You telling me that the forest doesn't know what it's doing?
Fact.
However, I am switching my vote because, Alec, sir, are victorious this week.
Mm. That's not what you took from that!
I'm man-watching right now!
Well,
he's such a part of this
maybe
show.
Maybe I didn't have to change my hypothetical a minute ago.
Yeah, I don't even have to vote.
He loves Albert.
Yeah.
Congratulations, buddy.
Scared of babies.
Fingers crossed for you. Well, then you're on the right track. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. That's... never mind. Coming up next, we will chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
There's an offensive lineman in the backfield as a lead blocker. Reaching for the end zone is Marty Brown, and Miami goes back on top, flexing.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Terrific, Hagee. Happy Friday. How the heck are you?
Indeed. I'm doing fantastic. We've got college football playoff tonight and then three straight days of NFL playoffs. We're coming off an epic college football playoff game already. What was y'all's swing of emotions during the game last night, and when did you think Miami was actually going to win?
Well, they should have won much easier than the way that
one
it all
holding
unfolded.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, between the penalties and the dropped interceptions and the play caller just not committing to running the football when you are bullying those guys and they're on the field for like 35 or 40 minutes in the game or whatever, I can't fathom why you wouldn't just run the ball more. So that was frustrating. But, I mean, what a wild back and forth that was. And when they scored with like 3 minutes and 15 seconds to go, you're like, okay, that's probably better than them milking it all the way down. Like, at least you do have a chance now. you do have a chance. And shout out to Carson Beck, who was able to make enough plays. But the Miami receivers were making some big plays, too. Malachi Toney, I mean, ooh, come on, boy.
One of the greatest. Those freshman receivers.
Yeah.
Number 10 on the other side, also a stud.
But shout out to Ole Miss also committing a face mask penalty, or else it looked like that drive was about to potentially end the game the other way.
That's true, yeah.
It was a valid penalty, I'm
just
saying.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
That drive was in trouble.
I thought it was such a fun game. I mean, I had a dog in the fight, so I was a little bit stressed, you know, more than I wanted to be.
Yeah. You're wearing the same shirt.
But I'm wearing the exact same everything. Socks.
Undies, too.
Undies. I did brush my teeth, though.
That's how your team wins. Really? Everybody knows that.
Right. So are you going to wear this all the way to the national? You're not changing until
no, I will. I just, things got away from me.
I had church on Sunday.
I had to take, like, after church on Sunday, we'll clean
things
up.
Things got away from me.
I had to take my mother-in-law to the airport, and there was just stuff. So I was like, you know what? I'll just ride the victory wave.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
There you go.
I mean, I barely even sharted yesterday, so what's the problem?
It was amazing to watch the fans because their reaction on TVs from we've done it to oh no and it was swinging every 90 seconds and like there for a while.
Did you feel like this was an all-time classic? Because a couple of people this morning were like, I hated how they were trying to hype it up, and I was like, man, I thought that game was pretty freaking good with really high stakes.
A lot of high stakes, and especially without compromise, Miami came in the secondary.
Yeah,
you know, with their guys with the targeting call, and then all of a sudden they get guys hurt.
Rule.
They got freshmen out there playing. You don't know how those kids are going to line up and play in a big game like that. And so, yeah, you got to give Miami a lot of credit. I think that that Ole Miss showed a lot of toughness for me.
For sure.
I kind of felt like that maybe they might be a little bit of a finesse team the way they play, but nah, man, that team's got some. They got some guys. They did a good job of blocking up front against Miami. Miami's got some outstanding defensive players, and they held their own up there.
Yeah, none to be ashamed of if you're Ole Miss. I feel like if they would have had another 30 seconds, they would have won the game.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you said that, because that shows the remarkable swing of sports, but then especially this game where Trinidad Chambliss is maybe 1 foot away from that ball being caught, or if you think there was too much hand play there, to going to the national championship game, to less than 24 hours later, waiver denied, you can't play again.
Yeah.
Your college career is over.
He's going to be a first-round pick in the NFL.
Did
you think it was day three a month ago?
No, it was.
Last night was great for him.
At one time, we thought that Joe Burrow was at number 50 for top 50.
That's true.
Players.
That's true.
So, yeah, when you evaluate this kid, his ability to throw, the mobility, he's come a long way. I remember seeing him very early in the season play. They had an injury there. He wasn't even the starter when this thing rolled off.
Yeah, that's the most amazing thing.
He's gotten better as, you know, now maybe you could say, oh, it's Mitch Trubisky. He hasn't played a lot of games. Well, now this guy's played at a very high level and at a couple of different stops.
What a D2 natty.
Yeah, so you have to give him a lot of credit for that.
It's clutch. Like those last two throws he had, or last three almost.
I thought maybe Ole Miss was going to win it.
Yeah.
I mean, the way that he was throwing some darts.
Oh, my gosh,
is he about to do this?
Did you see the assistant coach, like, hugging Cristobal from the back after they scored the Beck touchdown? Yeah. And he was like, get off me, pissed off. And then you could see why. Like, 18 seconds felt like hours.
Yes. Even Carson Beck's face on the sideline. Like, he's going from, I just won the game, this is the moment of my career, to, like, they're
he's
at midfield.
He's full on T-balling.
Like, you could just see everyone's emotion. That game, the fourth quarter was an all-time fourth quarter.
It was amazing.
It's incredible.
You know, you're not going to get a call like that at the end of a game. The Big Ten officials, I mean, hey, I thought there were some questionable calls they had. But overall, when you get down to that point of the game, you're just going to let the players decide it. And both sides were going at it, you know, and the receiver was, you know, the hand fighting down the field. They're never going to call pass interference in a jump ball situation. They're going to let the players decide that one.
How are you guys feeling about the game this evening?
Man, I think it should be another good game. Hopefully, it's just as fun and as nail biting.
That would be
amazing. I still just think Indiana's the best team in the country.
Six and a half point favorites over Miami in the look ahead line for Indiana.
Wow, that's significant.
They probably feel like that Miami's got no secondary left too.
That could be.
Yeah,
that could be.
I mean, and who knows about Mezidor?
Yeah,
that looked like it could be a bad injury.
It did.
Yeah.
I watched the Oregon-Indiana game live, and then I went back and studied Dante Moore in that game, and it's incredible how he looked like a developmental quarterback that was not going to get drafted in that game. So I think it comes down to how much Dante Moore has learned since then,
okay,
and how much better of a game he could play against a really tough defense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you sacked six times in that game. I mean, they dominated the trenches, did Indiana. So, I mean, to me, it's like, does Oregon have the answer? I think their defensive line is really good. I think they can pressure Mendoza, but it'll be the offensive line for Oregon. Like, how do they hold up against a pass rush there for Indiana? I'd lean Hoosiers, but there is something about the Ducks. They kind of feel like, after last year's disappointment, they might be one of these. Like, them and Miami just kind of feel like Team of Destiny vibes a little bit. I think I'm going to pick Oregon in this game.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Way to go.
I was about to say, I like it.
I'm just going
to
do it.
Thank you.
The gut's telling me Oregon. I love watching Francisco Mendoza, and I want it for Kurt Cignetti. So, honestly, I think we're winning either way because both of them are awesome stories. But Dan Lanning and Oregon rematch, I'm gonna pick the Ducks.
What do you guys got coming up on the program today? Hot takes, it sounds like. I like it.
Oh, we're going to have fun here for the next 5 hours. Takes on the Cowboys coaching search coming right out of the gates here, and Nick Harris is going to join us at 4 o'clock.
All right. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us on Monday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 through the Fan.
Good night, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The holidays are behind us, and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.